singing that song. It's the song Holy Angels Can't Sing. It's page 17.
Amen.
Even the discernment that Brother Jay was preaching on Sunday, where do we get that from? It's from the Word of God. We discern everything through the Word. I was talking to Renee about it on the way up to church. I said, we judge everything by the Word of God. There's nothing else to judge it from. So, God bless you.
You know, I was thinking, too, about, headship, how that headship is something that's come in this day that they really didn't have before at all. That's why the churches are in such a mess. That's why the homes are in such a mess.
Right.
You know, the man don't realize he's got the responsibility, and a woman don't realize it, you know, to follow him and to get with him. And the churches are the same way. It's a perfect type. They don't look to the Word. They really don't. You can't even talk to them about the Word, most of them. They don't. That's not their absolute, you know.
Right.
It's all good feelings, good works, and, you know, whatever good things happen in their life, they call that God. But, you know, I'm thankful to have that here. I praise him for that. Without that, we wouldn't look to be corrected.
Right.
We wouldn't look to the Word of God to correct us. Wouldn't look to the ministry to correct us. Wouldn't look to every stage right on down from the prophet to Brother Childers to Brother Moore to the other ministers, you know, the husband in the home, and the mother in the home, even the children, you know. We teach our children to obey their parents,
right.
Obey their mother. I mean, in this day, you got children divorcing their parents. You know, just they can't do anything with them, and they've missed it all at headship. And the headship of the Word, I think, is really, if anything, you know, without that, we wouldn't even look to the Word. Without that, we, you know, like I say, we wouldn't even look to the doctrines, you know, as our absolute. We wouldn't obey when we're taught these things. So I've been thinking this week, you know, just about headship, how important it really is, and how we've got it here so solid. You know, we don't waver from it. And give that, you know, Brother Childers, he's pretty strong. You know, but when somebody knows what they're talking about, you know, they can be strong, and they can't help but be strong, because, you know, sometimes I got workers, and they come to me, and can I make a suggestion? And sometimes I just say no, because I about know what you're going to say, and that's not the way I do it, and I know better than what you're going to say. But, you know, when you know what you're talking about, it means all the difference. And to give to that, and to know that they know what they're talking about, that's everything. You know, out in the world, it might be a little hard to come subject to the husband, because a lot of them don't really know what they're talking about, because they haven't been taught right, because they haven't been instructed right. But here, I can give everything. I had no trouble working under Brother Childers. You know, he was my boss and my pastor.
Amen.
But I knew where God was at. I knew the importance of that leadership. Amen.
I just want to say that, you know, God's gave me everything. He's given everything that he has to give.
That's right.
He gave me his life. You know, to me, the cross is really important.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's really special to me. And I think about it a lot, because if it wasn't for the cross, where would we be right now? And then he gave me everything now. You know, he's given me the revelation. He's letting me see the truth. He lets me believe it, you know. And then I surrendered my will to him not too long ago. And I gave it all to him and tell him, do with me what you want.
Amen.
And the first thing, and believe me, if you say that, you better mean it. First thing he did is said, buy a piano. I want you to sing. I said, no way. No way.
But you didn't say the test.
But he said, you said.
Yeah.
So the God in this flesh told me to buy a piano and sing and play for him and glorify him. So that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. I need to borrow the piano.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give this a go.
Battlefield somewhere for the Lord, doing something for somebody. So he's in Chicago. Remember him in prayer. Remember them on the road. Remember my brother-in-law who's got that tumor in his head. I think of Sister Renee, how that she said, you know, she has great faith and it's in the body. So we're believing for my brother-in-law Mac.
Amen.
And Sister Teresa's not here tonight. And though I rebuke her hard. I do love her, you know, because we're taught here to be pressing and going forth, and I don't want to be too hard on her, because maybe, you know, what I call pressing, maybe somebody else might not call pressing. But she did have a procedure, and so that's why she's not here tonight, so y'all remember her in prayer.
Amen.
Continue, my brother.
I have a burning desire to please him, and the more that I do for him, the more I want. And the more I want to do. And I think about him all the time. He's always on my mind. I'm always thinking of things that I could do for him. And I do have a prayer request. My 20-year-old granddaughter, she's leaving tonight to Akron, Ohio, with some boy she don't even hardly know. And she's going to be living with him against all of our advice. So on the way up here, I just put her in God's hands.
Yes.
And I told him to protect her and to keep her safe, because Akron's a big city, and she's from a small city. So, you know, I know he'll protect her. But right now, I just want to please him.
Yes.
If I can get my nerves settled down.
Yeah.
it said that a man would climb a mountain just to be with the one he loves. How many times has he broken that promise? It has never been done. I've never climbed the highest mountain, but I've walked the hill of Calvary just to be with you. I'd do anything. There's no price I would not pay just to be with you. I'd give everything. I would give my life away. I've heard it said that a man would swim the ocean just to be with the one he loved. Well, all these dreams are in empty motion. It can never be done. I've never swam the deepest ocean, but I've walked upon a raging sea just to be with you. I've done everything. There's no price I would not pay just to be with you. I'd give everything. I would give my life away. And I know that you don't understand the fullness of my love, how I died upon the cross for your sins. And I know that you don't realize how much that I gave you. And I promise I'd do it all again just to be with you. I've done everything. There's no price I did not pay just to be with you. I gave everything. Yes, I gave my life away. I gave my life away. Ah, just to be with you. Ah, just to be with you. Just to be with you.
Page 211, it's Give Up. It's key of G. Oh, give up.
Give up.
And let Jesus.
Let Jesus take over.
Mountains
that you can't climb.
Instrument wasn't acting right, so I thought, well, I might as well do something. Get up and preach. Amen. I gotta get it figured out. It's not I think it's my plug that's connected my bass to the amp that's causing the problem. So I need to buy a new one, but God knows what He's doing.
Amen.
It's good to be in the house of God tonight. No other place I'd rather be. I had a chance to take a little trip and enjoyed myself. God's good. No place like home.
Right.
And that's for sure. And no other place I'd rather be.
Amen.
And I say that and say that it's still sometimes a press to get here.
Yes.
And you got to press to get here.
Yeah.
because this is where, if you listen just right, you'll get your answers.
Amen.
You know, sometimes people will call, and it's been very rare, but every now and then I'll get a call because Brother Moore's not around. And but sometimes those people that call, they won't be at church. You wonder how much they really want help. Because and that's not the pick. That's just to try to be truthful. Because that's where you're going to get the answers. And anyways, but no other place I'd rather be. And you know, while I was away, I was walking down the street, and there was this, it was a nice shopping area, and there was this hotel, and they have a restaurant, and they had their windows down, and there was a live music going on. And so we started peeking in, and we were watching, and those people were having a good time. And you know, I sometimes just get a kick out of the people watching portion of it. People do it for different reasons. You know, some have good motives, some have bad. But regardless of that, you know, when watching the people with, you know, if you want to call it good motives, I guess, based on what we would judge it, they were just having a good time.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And they didn't worry about what people thought, you know. And they were just relaxed and trying to have a good time.
Right.
And you know what they do is they get in the spirit of what they're in.
Right. Yeah,
you know, and you know, Jesus said you got to worship me in spirit and in truth.
Right. Yeah,
you got to have both.
Right.
And what they'll do is they'll get in the spirit of it. And you know, they're blessed because they do.
Right.
You know, you say, well, you're talking about live music? Yeah, if somebody will allow themselves to enjoy it and get in the spirit of it, they can have a good time and be blessed by it.
Right.
And you know, and you watch them, they get relaxed and, and you know, I can type this thing out because what they'll do is they'll have some drinks.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, Revelation is we get stimulated by Revelation.
Right.
You know, we get drunk on this thing, but but they'll not worry about what people think, Brother Childers. They'll have a good time.
Right.
And they don't care if they dance well.
Right.
They don't care if they dance good, bad.
Right.
They just get out of the way. And I you know, I thought about it. You know, the key really is getting out of the way.
Amen.
You know, Brother Mike there is just learning the piano and doing a good job.
Yes.
But he may not sound like somebody that's played it for 10 years, but you know what he's doing? He's getting out of the way.
Yeah.
Not worried about getting to let the other stuff go.
Yeah.
And you will get, you'll get blessed out of it.
Amen.
And, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, there's so many reasons to testify. If nothing else, Brother Moore asked us to, but...
Right.
But one other reason is getting the spirit here, you'll get blessed.
Right.
You know, put your give to it. Get out of the way and let God have his way.
Amen.
You know, what you put in, you will get out.
Yes.
And I know, you know, we've said it plenty of times here, but I'll say it again. You know, if the people of the world can do it, I should be able to do it too.
Amen.
And that much more, because the truth that we have, the revelation that we have, and you know, we should be able to enjoy ourselves and knowing what we know. Because we have a strong and blessed revelation. Listen to James a little bit on Sunday and enjoy what he had to say. You know, he was making many points, but one of the things, he was talking about that discernment, and we should know how to deal with all things. And the reason why we can is we have the word, we have the revelation.
Amen.
And that word is the discernment of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and we know how to deal with every man and woman we come across. Really, we have the answer to every situation we come across, and we are blessed because of that.
Amen.
And, I'm thankful for that. And that revelation is what should bring stimulation to us.
Right.
To know what we know, we ought to be thrilled and enjoyed with that.
Amen.
So I want to preach a little bit tonight on continue on with some of the doctrines that we believe in here.
Yeah.
You know, and what I love about it, we were talking a little bit on this trip, just anything that I'm going to preach on these doctrines, Brother Chill has already brought.
Right.
And, you know, I don't mind. You know, I get joy out of that. We've had these things for a little while, and We were talking about a few that we probably haven't really honed in specifically. We've talked about them in passing because they tie into so many revelations. But we're just talking about things, and I can't preach them all tonight, but I'm excited. Because there's a lot of things that, you know, because we know and we have a revelation. It's not even just knowledge, but by revelation, we're strong.
Amen.
And you know, this may sound, you know, I was thinking about this one, and it's just a simple one, but I wanted to talk about it. It may seem strange to you. But I want to talk about it anyhow. I want to talk about the doctrine of a nature change after death. Because Brother Childers made a statement one time. He said there's going to be more people that get it after death
than get it when they're alive. And you say, and you know, and I think about these doctrines, and it was hard to pick because we were talking about so many, but I was thinking about these doctrines. They're not just words to be words.
No.
They mean something, and they actually do something for you.
Amen.
And you know, one thing, and this one right here tonight does a lot of things for you, but I have some loved ones, Brother Deskins.
Right.
And I want to make this personal to you. I have some loved ones that have never darkened the church door.
Amen.
I have some loved ones, Brother Childers, that don't know or recognize Brother Branham as a prophet.
Right.
I have some loved ones that I don't even know if I can get them to church if I asked them to come, Brother James.
Right.
And some of those loved ones have already passed away.
Right.
But by my revelation, I believe they still will be in heaven. And there's got to be a way for them to make it to heaven.
Right.
And so I want to talk about that a little bit tonight, because that's not even the only group of people that get it after they die. There's a multiple groups of people. So let's talk about it a little bit and explain how this thing works.
Amen.
I want to start in Romans, the 6th chapter, because I think that before you can talk about these people, you got to talk about God a little bit, because he's not bound by time.
No.
And you got to start right there. So Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, we've been taught well here what eternity means. Eternity means there's no beginning or ending. No starting point or ending point. In other words, Elohim or God is not bound by time. He drops into time and he uses time. But he himself is an eternal being.
Amen.
That's how you got to understand eternal life.
Amen.
Because anybody that's going to be in heaven and be there with you and me was a part of God and in God's mind before the foundation of the world. And in that thought, they had no beginning and they have no ending.
Amen.
Even us that get born again here, that has a starting manifestation, but we were in God's mind. We are an eternal being, part of God's attribute, a part of God with no beginning or ending. It's just the manifestation of our new birth that has a starting point. But as far as God is concerned, we have always been a part of that life. And the next part of that scripture, why I went here, because it had eternity in it, but it also talks about Calvary for a minute. Jesus Christ paid the price for every one of us. Because of the fall in the garden, we had to have Calvary.
Amen.
I don't care whether you're the bride, whether you're the foolish virgin, whether you're loved ones, whether your soul's on the altar. If Christ did not come and hang on Calvary's tree, there was nobody going to get there.
Amen.
So every person that we're going to talk about tonight had to be part of God, come from God, we'll go back to God, part of eternity. Thus, you cannot bound time on them and when they can get this thing.
Right.
And furthermore, Jesus Christ paid the price for every single one of us.
Amen.
You got to put that in there.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
Because I'm glad to know who I am, and that's the most important thing I can know.
Right.
But I needed Jesus Christ. Just because I'm born again on this side, I needed Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And just because I get it before death, I had to be part of God or I can't be born again.
Right.
I just have a different calling, a different job. I've recognized my day in this message already, and I've been born again. I know who I am, and I'm going into rapture.
Amen.
I happened to get born again before I died, Brother Deskins, and I'm thankful to be in that role.
Amen.
But whether it happens that way or not, I had to still need Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So let's start right there. Now, I want to go talk about a group of people. Let's turn with me to Luke, the 6th chapter. Because Brother Childers don't preach things that aren't in the Bible. There's witnesses for this, Brother Childers. That's for sure. I want to turn to Luke, the 6th chapter. And I'm sorry, it's Luke 16. I knew I was not... there, Luke 16. I've missed the one there I wrote. We're going to start with verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked the sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man died and was buried. And in hell, now listen to this, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. Now listen to who he saw. And he seeth Abraham afar off. Abraham was an Old Testament saint. Abraham was a part of God. Abraham was God's prophet. Abraham is going to be in heaven. But at this moment right here, that rich man saw Abraham in hell. And there's a reason for that, and we're going to get into it. And Lazarus in his bosom. And just so you know, Abraham had already died. Lazarus had died, Brother Childers, and it was laying there in hell. Now, if you read on down, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. There was a great gulf between them. That was true. God kept his people separate. But at that point in time, they were both in hell. Amen. And I'm not going to go over there and read it, but you can write down for reference. St. John 39 said the Holy Spirit had not yet been given. What that means, Brother Childers, is there was not an ability to have a new birth yet. Christ had to die so that the Spirit could come back upon the believer. That had to happen. That's why they had to go to the upper room and wait there to be born again. It's because Christ had to die so the Spirit could come back upon them. And in the Old Testament, Christ hadn't come so that the Spirit could come back upon them. So they couldn't go to heaven yet because there was no need for heaven. They went to hell. But after Christ died, he went down there, and all of his saints, Abraham and Lazarus and Malachi and you name David, that was down there in hell that had already died, was brought up and given a new nature and resurrected and taken to heaven. But they had already died, Brother Childers. Yet they ended up getting resurrected. Because I have that scripture too, because it talks about it, Matthew 27, and I read it the other day, 46 through 53, they appeared unto many. So they had already died, Brother Deskins. Yet here they are, they're getting resurrected. They get a new birth or a nature change after death. They had to lay there, though, and wait till Christ died. Because why? The sex program got introduced. We've already talked about that. The fall in the garden made us come the wrong way. God don't come by sex. Satan comes by sex. That's the Satan system. God comes by the spoken word. And there was no access to the Holy Spirit until Christ came. So those Old Testament saints back there laid there, died, even had to separated from devil's people, but had to wait there in hell until Christ could die and come and bring them out. But the point I'm trying to make is there's your witness that somebody can die and get a nature change after death. Because Abraham's in heaven right now. Abraham's not in hell anymore, Brother Childers. He's had a new nature now. You know Satan can't go to heaven now that he's been cast out. Satan don't go to heaven. That old soul couldn't go to heaven. But a new soul can go to heaven. And that's what Abraham has now. And that's what Lazarus has now. And that occurred after they had died. You know, I've been around this message. And when Brother Church started preaching love, and Brother Moore started preaching love, when some people would argue, people got to get it the way you get it. They got to be born again on this side. You can't get it this thing after death. And what it is, Brother Church, they just don't have a revelation of it. God hasn't revealed it to them, but it's right there. You can get a new birth after death.
Amen.
Because God's not bound by time.
No, right.
Right. Now, let me make another statement. In order to go to heaven, you do got to have a nature change.
Yes.
You're not going there with the old soul. The soul that sinneth has to die. And we know on this side, if you're going to get born again, it comes by the preaching of the word, and God quickens the word to you, and he annihilates the old soul and gives you the new soul. But that does not change the fact that God can take somebody that has been dead and change their nature.
Amen.
He's the quickening power. He's the burning fire. He's the one that can go down there and say, Abraham, I'm getting rid of the devil and I'm putting my own life in you.
Amen.
And come and follow me.
Right.
That's the ability that God has.
Right.
Man's problem is we try to put time on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
We try to say, wait a minute. They got to be like me.
Right.
They got to read the church age book.
Right.
They got to confess their sins.
Yeah.
They got to pay their tithes.
Yeah, yeah.
They haven't paid the same price I have. It don't matter. None of us has paid the price that Christ paid.
Amen.
None of us are worthy of our own good works. Like I said, we all needed Jesus Christ to pay the price for us anyhow.
Amen.
And that's how this thing works. Now, let's talk about another group for a minute. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Brother Children made a statement now. He actually said there will be more people. That breaks tradition, Brother Children.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said there will be more people
get
it after death than get it when they're living.
Right.
Well, I can already tell you the Old Testament saints did that.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Right. Amen.
They died and didn't get it until after Christ came. And they waited for him. And God was never going to leave them down there forever, but they had to wait there until the Holy Spirit was
right.
made available.
Right.
So that's one group of people, and that's quite a few people, Brother James.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of Old Testament saints.
Amen.
So I think I understand that
Amen.
A little bit. Now, Matthew, the 25th chapter. Let's talk about another group. Just to drive the point home for a minute.
Amen.
And I'm not going to I don't have to spend a whole lot of time on this. I just want to make the point. You know, in one sense, I feel like I already proved my point. It's already proven. Old Testament saints died, and they got it after. So we can see this thing can happen. But because we'll let every word be established by two or three witnesses, we'll talk about this. Matthew, the 25th chapter, and I'm going to start down there at verse 31. We already talked about foolish virgins. Let's just talk about this. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory.
Amen.
And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd dividing his sheep
right.
from the goats.
Okay.
Now in St. John 5, it talks of a general resurrection.
Right.
It's, you know, every man, if you don't go into rapture, there is going to still be another resurrection for you.
Yeah, right.
There will be a second resurrection that happens. The first resurrection is our resurrection. We're going to get out of here. But that that general resurrection is going to happen, Brother Childers. You might be bound 1,000 years in that millennium, but there is going to be a general resurrection up to that white throne judgment
Amen.
Where everybody that's dead and Satan's bound for 1,000 years will be raised up in their same old bodies
Amen.
And stand before God in judgment.
Amen.
And, you know, that will be after the 1,000 years. That will be after they died
right.
and been dead for a good 1,000 years at least.
Right.
And then this thing I'm talking to you about is happening. They stand before God and a shepherd dividing the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye be blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Right.
I love it. Even this class of people, he had it in their mind before the foundation of the world. They were eternal. That's why you can't put time on them. God wanted them. God needed them. They were part of God, and he had a way they were going to get there already situated, and it may have been after they died because they've been in the grave for 1,000 years, but here they come at least. You're exactly right, Brother Dustin. That's at least 1,000 years.
Amen.
Some longer. And here they were. He said, come on in. That's after they died, Brother Childers. I read the quote the other day, so I'll spare it this time. He looks at those righteous class, that foolish virgin, he says, come on in, you'll go into eternal life.
Amen.
Brother James, you know the reason why they don't go in the rapture? They weren't born again before they die.
Amen.
If they were in the bride, they would have got born again.
Amen.
Those foolish virgins, but they die without the new birth.
Amen.
But here we are 1,000 years later at least at the great white throne judgment, and God's looking at those foolish virgins, he said, go on in and inherit the kingdom of God. So there's another class of people
that
get a new nature after they die.
Right.
So we're starting to see why Brother Cho's statement's true now, that there's more people that get this thing after death than get after life. The Vulgate version proved that fact by themselves. Why do I say that? I'm one in a million. My one in a million touches many foolish virgins. That just by myself, I come across foolish virgins every day of my life, Brother Childers.
Amen.
I used the type the other day because Brother Branham said Noah in his class was a type of the foolish virgin riding across the judgments, getting to the other side. Enoch had already raptured. That was at least 8-1 there.
Right. Yeah.
I even believe I've met more than 8, Brother Jim.
Amen.
So there's a class right there that don't get it until after the white throne judgment. They've been dead. So you can get this nature change after death.
Amen.
Let me say another thing. Satan's not eternal.
Right.
There's not an eternal hell.
No.
Hell's a dwelling place,
Amen.
Not life.
Right.
The only form of eternal life there is God.
Right.
Hell and death will be cast into the lake of fire.
Right.
You know who the lake of fire really is? It's just God.
Yeah.
God is that consuming fire.
Right.
That's what it is. So he's going to destroy hell. So that there's not that doctrine that says, well, they're going to keep the same soul. No, that soul's temporal. It's got to die. And when they go into eternal life, they will get a new nature.
Amen.
So, Brother Childers, there's another class that's getting it after death.
Right.
Now, I'm not going to read the scriptures, but we talked about souls on the altar the other day.
Right.
Brother Branham said they lived down through the church ages. Already had white robes, died. As Jews, after Christ already came, didn't believe in Christ, but God forgave them because he's the one that blinded their eyes.
Right.
And died as Jews.
Amen.
You hear they get white robes.
Yeah.
No. That's a unique one. I thought I want to talk about it because it's in the Bible.
Right.
I'm giving you examples. There's witnesses here. There's quotes here
right.
that make this thing work. And you know why it gives me happy? It gives me happy because I love the first version. I love all the classes, but I'm happy about my loved ones.
Amen.
Because that's why I started there. There's some that's already died, Brother Childers. I don't think got a new birth before they died, but they're still going to be there with me.
Amen.
And I'm showing you God has the ability to make that happen.
Right. Amen.
Part of his plan. Preached one time there. My loved ones are ordained to be my loved ones.
Right.
They've impacted me. They've made me who I am. They were ordained of God to be in my life and be my loved ones. If he prepared the kingdom of heaven for the first virgin before the foundation of the world, he prepared my loved ones before
Amen.
The foundation of the world. There's nothing that comes up on God and surprises him.
Right.
But you got the Old Testament saints. You got the first virgins. You got the souls under the altar. And, you know, that's just some examples right there for you that people that die before they get that nature change, Brother Church.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
I believe that with all of my heart. I thought that's the way that works. Holy Spirit said, I want to show you how people's born after death.
Amen.
We wouldn't taught it.
No, we weren't.
You never heard it nowhere.
Amen. But it's true nonetheless. Now I want to show one more example here, if you give me a minute. Acts, the 16th chapter. And we know the story that Paul was in prison with Silas. And then we'll start with verse 26. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed.
Right.
And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. He was worried about getting in trouble. But Paul cried and with a loud voice saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Don't worry about this quite yet. We are all here. Then he called for a light, and it sprang in and came in, trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved?
Yeah.
And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Now that's exciting, Brother Dustin.
Amen.
Not just him, but his house is going to be saved, Brother Childers. You know, we've told the story of Rahab back here when those two spies visited him. They said, you just hold this little thread on this house, and when we come over, this house and everything in it will be protected. And the Bible says not only Rahab was saved, but she got her father and her mother in there, and her loved ones in there, and everybody was saved with her. That's the same way the thing applies to me, because the token came at evening time. And I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I have the full word of God, and not only I will be saved, but my house will be saved. All that I love and all that love me will be right there with me, Brother Deskins. So here's what people do.
I believe that.
I believe that. Here's what people do. Well, your house is going to be saved, so we better get them to church. And you know there's some people that, you know there's some loved ones that's come to church with me. I'm not saying they can't come to church. I have a lot of loved ones that do go to church that have been born again. But it's a creed and a dogma to think that that's the only way it can work. They can work that way, but that's not the only way it can work. Rahab's people were not good people in the sense that we think they were all holy, saved people. She was just afraid of the Jews and believed in them, and that enabled her to get her whole house saved. But the point being is, give them a church age book. Get them to confess William Branham. That's not what the Bible says. It says you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thy house shall be saved. So what happens, Brother Jim, is I have some loved ones that God ordained in my life that are a part of my house. And some of them believe God and have been born again, and some of them have never been to this church one time. Some of them have never read the church age book, and they have even passed away. But that does not change my promise. That does not change what God told me I can have. All you ever loved and all that ever loves you will be there. But they've already died, Jeremiah. They haven't been born again. It's too late. No, it's not. It wasn't too late for the Old Testament saints. It's not going to be too late for the fourth virgin. It's not too late for my loved ones. They come from God, and they will go back to God. Even if they die before they get born again, my God is more than able to give them a nature change after death and make sure they're there. He did it for the Old Testament saints. He can do it for them. It's easily done. Because God's not constrained by this thing called time. If you're going to be there, you came from eternity and hell, which has no beginning and has no ending. So, Brother Childers, I think you're right. Let's talk about our loved ones a little bit now. They're more than just one for me. So I think there's more people that get this thing after death than even get it after life. But they got to go to church. I wish they would. I recommend it. Get to the house. I started that way. You should press to get in here. This is where you're going to get your answers. God's got some of us ordained to be here. You know, if you don't believe the word of God with all your heart, you don't have no token. You got to have a token to be able to take your loved ones with you. So there's got to be some believers that's been born again that has a real token to be able to take some loved ones. And so I believe in getting here, okay? So that's not my message. But there's some loved ones of me that outnumber me that aren't here tonight. But because I love them or they love me, they're going to be right there with me, Brother Deskins. Amen. I'm not worried about it even if it takes it to happen after they die.
Right. Sure. Amen.
Because it works that way. Right. And God's not limited by time.
No.
So you can get a change of your nature after death.
Amen.
So I want to read a couple witnesses here and then I'm going to close.
People thought I was crazy when I preached that because they never.
Right.
It does sound
crazy.
Kind of open the wall, but God said it would happen.
Yep, he's already done it once with the Old Testament saints. He's not bound by time. I just want to throw a couple witnesses in here. There's more than this, but I just want to do it for the tape. This one right here is in the fifth seal, Brother Bram Salkin. He said, isn't it perfect? It's beyond perfect. He's talking about heaven. He got the cross beyond the curtain of time. It's not sublime, it's beyond sublime. There's no name you can think of. There's no word in the vocabulary to say it. You've just arrived, that's all. He said he judged, and then he was talking about how he gets judged for his ministry, and he said, and how he learned that they don't eat there, and he said, we eat down there, but we go back to get bodies, then we eat. We don't eat here. You don't eat in the theophany. We know that. Neither do we sleep. We eat down there, but we go back to the earth. My, isn't that wonderful? And Brother Bram said, and I was afraid of this. Because there was a time he thought he was just going to be floating in the cloud.
Right.
He no longer believed that now. Why was I afraid of dying and come to this? This is perfection plus perfection plus perfection. This is wonderful. See, and we're right here on the altar waiting for the coming when he comes and gets the sleeping bodies from the dust to raise them again. Come, raise us up like Jesus come through paradise and brought Abraham, the one I read that was dead, Isaac, and all of them, you know, was waiting for the first resurrection. They entered into the city and appeared to many perfectly scriptural. I just want to put that in there because people say, well, how can you prove Abraham was raised? Well, Brother Bram said he was raised. He appeared to many in that city. So there's a witness. And he was dead in hell.
Right. Amen.
But God got him after he died, took him to heaven with him, and resurrected him up. Now, this isn't really what a part of my witness, but I want to say this because this gets me excited. He said, isn't this wonderful? And then I wondered, I heard something nicker like a horse. I just want to make this point because this is how much love gets something there.
Yeah.
His Brother Bram's horse was there.
Right. Amen.
And I looked at my little saddle horse that I used to ride, little Prince. I thought so much of him. And here he was standing there by me and put his head on my shoulder to hug me like I used to give him sugar. And I put my arm around him and said, Prince, I knowed you would be here.
Right.
Animal don't even have a soul.
Right.
That animal had died. And he was right there in heaven, Brother Dustin.
Amen.
Love gets things there. His rocking chair was there. Don't love is a strong force, Brother Childers, and God intended it to be used. And by using it, he said, I'm going to put things in heaven.
Amen.
And that one, he said, Prince, I know you'd be there. I felt something lick my hand. And there was my old coon dog. Where Mr. Short down there poisoned him about something 16 years ago. He said, Brother Bram wanted to kill him. Brother Bram was human. Prince, you've been a companion to me. You clothed me and sent me to school. When I got old, I was going to take care of you. They've killed you. So I promise you, Fritz, he won't live. He's going to kill somebody. I promise you, he won't live. I'll catch him on the street sometime walking. I'll run right over him. I'll get him for you. But you know what? Listen, this is Brother Bram for you. I led that man to Christ, baptized him in Jesus' name, buried him at his death. I loved him instead of hating him. And we should do the same thing.
Amen.
But however, there was Fritz standing there licking me on my hand.
Right.
Oh, you couldn't be sad because it was all happiness.
Right.
You couldn't die because it was all life. You couldn't get old because it was all youth.
Right.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Amen.
We're going to be there one day.
Amen.
I can't wait to get there. And not only us will be there, but our loved ones will be there. Our favorite pets will be there. Our favorite chair will be there. Our favorite animals will be there. All because we loved them, and God knew we'd love them, and he made sure they were going to get there.
Amen.
That was our ordained channel of getting there.
Amen.
That makes me excited.
Yes.
Amen, Lord. But I start off with that quote because that proved to you the Old Testament saints got resurrected.
Right.
Now, my last quote that I'm going to get down from the token. Brother Bram says, believe for safety, then apply. Here's what you want to believe for. You want to believe for your own safety.
Right.
You got to get born again for yourself first. Who cares about all these other classes of people and all this other stuff if you don't take care of yourself? Believe for your safety and then apply the token for the whole family. You say, how can I do it? Claim it. If it worked on you, then you and the Word becomes one. It will work for both of you.
Amen.
Wait a minute, Jeremiah. They got to be born again on this side. No. They can get it after their death.
Right.
Don't take away my loved one from me. If Brother Bram's horse can be there, my loved one's going to be there too. Don't take it away from me. You and the Word are one, then apply it to your children. Apply it to your loved ones like Rahab did. She applied the token to her father. She applied it to her mother. She applied it to her brothers and sisters and got them all in. You apply it and said, Lord, I'm going after my son, my daughter. I claim her. Satan, let her loose. I'm coming after her. I apply my token, the Holy Spirit. Your loved one's going to be there. Some might get born again on this side, some might on the other side, but it doesn't matter. They're going to be there. And you can get a nature change after
tradition
death.
Has really hurt. Because tradition don't teach this.
Nope. I learned by our teaching here at this church, because you take us 15, 20 years ago, I was much more critical of my spirit than I am now, much more judgmental than I am now. I actually believe in my mind in some ways, Brother Childers, when I don't go to see them, there's going to be people there I never even thought could be there. Because people's love's that strong. God saw them and he made a way for them when I didn't even think there could be a way. And I've learned to just drop my judgmental spirit. And besides that, why would I want to send anybody to hell anyhow? I recognize there's people, like I said, taught the other day, there's some people that don't even have their names written in the book of life that were here for wicked reasons. I know there's people that won't be in heaven, and there will be people that won't be born again, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm not sitting here walking around wishing people ain't going to heaven. If you can make it, come and go. And we've made it harder by our traditions than what Christ and God ever intended it to be. But my point tonight, and then I'm closing, is the doctrine of a nature change after death.
Right.
It's in the Bible. It happened to the Old Testament saints. It's happened to the false virgin. It's happened to souls on the altar. It can happen to your loved ones.
Yeah.
God's not bound by time. Jesus Christ paid the price for all. They will get a nature change, whether it's in time or out of time, whichever way it gets. God has the ability to do it.
Amen.
And it can happen.
Right.
God bless you. Come on, musician.
Amen.
Something we haven't talked about in this series yet, and Lord willing, if God gets there, we will, but we may not, is we used to hone in on the change in Brother Brand's ministry and how there was things he progressed in his ministry, Brother Childers. And if you don't know that, you'll never get a revelation.
Amen.
Because you'll read one quote in the 50s and one quote in the 60s, and they won't say the same thing. But thank God we have a revelation. Thank God we've been taught right.
Amen.
I'm glad to know there are people that can get this thing after they die, because
right.
That takes care of some people I love. Jesus paid the price. Page 88 in the Believer's Songbook. Come and go with me to my Father's house.
Amen.
Come and go with me to my Father's house. Go with me.